Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. All right, let's give people a few more minutes to join. Unfortunately, Mark, Lila, and Harry Kaplanian aren't able to join today. Yeah, maybe we'll be in some shorter group. But anyway, yeah, so let's meet here because you've missed previous call. All right, so let's probably start. I will give you some short overview of what we've got. So let me share the screen that I prepared. Okay. Right. Okay. All right. Let's start. So, what do you have right now? Let's start with some flower CSPs. CSP number 6, and our QA teams right now are fully focused on its testing. Yeah. So here you can see that we've got 83 tickets right now on board, from testing perspective. Let's check real quick. So we mostly finished first testing for one configuration for TLS1. At the same time, we are still struggling with non-TLS testing. Yeah, so as you can see, we completed only around 60% of testing of scope, and our case are still working on it. So I know that right now we've got some some issues with environment, but it looks like it's something like what will be fixed soon. But other than that, so testing is moving good. Our J date is still March 11, so we'll see how things pan out after this last way of testing. Keeping fingers crossed here. And once CSP 6B for Sunflower be released, we'll switch our focus to Ramsan's CSP 9. Unfortunately, due to priorities, it was decided to postpone its testing into more later period, unfortunately, right? Still, yeah, we've got open gate for Sunflowers for Ramsan CSP number 9. Mostly it's filled with our login improvement stuff and with our security fixes. Yeah, so we've got some small bunch of tickets which are functional stuff, but mostly it's just these two buckets, our improvement for logging, just to reduce log verbosity, and situation around our security stuff. Yeah, so that's it related to our CSPs. If you got any questions, please let me know. Okay, let's move into the Trillium. So right now, yeah, so where we are, today is March 2nd. Right, so and let me refresh the page once again. And from a release standpoint, we are so where we are right now is just sprint 237 has been started. So here, yeah, we've got like this note, yeah, so that umbrella leaf scope composition deadline. Unfortunately, I will need to talk with Halila due to fact that. On our radar right now, mostly Sunflower, CSPs, Trillium development. I guess that will back to Umbrella Leaf stuff a little bit later. Yeah, because I guess together with Halila, Harry, and Mark, and Yogesh, we were thinking that like a number of our like escape defects and post GA like findings is too high. Yeah, so that's why we just want to think how we are making releases to make sure that our Trillium should be more stable. Yeah, so and that's way how we are moving forward. Yeah, so I hope, yes, Halila will back to this topic a little bit later once like Trillium be more stable. Because if we'll back to the topic of what's on our plate, I can say that we still have like migration to Vertex 5 and Spring Boot and Spring Boot 4 and Spring Boot 7 adjustment. And this guy, yeah, so it's quite tricky, yeah, because for each module we've got some plenty of different back and forces, and when each module is migrating, yeah, so we just I can see right now that it can be instability of building our snapshot stuff. Yeah, that's the reason. Yeah, so that we I ask teams to be more active here and not to defer this work into the last minute. So maybe let me share another screen. One second. Okay, this one. Yep. So yeah, as usual, I'm gathering statistics. Yeah, so related to our different tracks. And what do we have here? From Spring Boot stuff. Yeah, only Spitfire team was able to finish their work. And I can just highlight that we spent around 2 weeks of hardening against mod surge. Yeah, so because the build was not so stable, and from time to time, snapshot build was broken. Yeah, so it was the reason it's just related to Spring Boot migration. I do not have like exact detail from technical standpoint, but from like build perspective, it was actually, yeah. Yeah, so and on at the end of previous last week, I posted message to all our teams to be more active with a movement to GitHub Actions. Yeah, so because initial goal is to move mostly only Spring-based modules to the GitHub Actions. I know that within this epic we've got significantly more modules, not only Spring Base, but also Vertex and R&B and Grails based. Yeah, so but right now our focus is only for Spring based modules. So we keep moving forward here. Yeah, so
Oleksiy, could you maybe show me what two modules under Odin you have listed?
Let's check. Yeah, why not? And it's mod batch print and mod, I don't know how it's
Yeah, all
called.
right, okay.
Yeah, so and Charlotte, I'm not sure what like basement these modules are using. Yeah, because this epic for whole set of modules to be migrated to GitHub Actions, and right now we are talking about only Spring based. If your module are not based on Spring
It can be
framework,
umbrella leave.
it can be postponed.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I understand. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. So yeah, and this work is enabler for us for Spring Boot migration stuff. Yeah, so and yeah, so I notified teams that we need to be more active here, and mostly people promised me to just work with this stuff within yeah, within the next sprint, within current sprint already. From Vertex migration, so we are in significantly better shape in comparison with Spring Boot. Yeah, so we've got only how many 14 modules left to be migrated. Yeah, so that's a good sign. Yeah, so I hope we'll finish this work also this sprint. Yeah, just to make sure that it will not be deferred into our Trillium release stage. Yeah, so and 2 cents here related to mod configuration stuff. Yeah, so yeah, we've added into this view additional epic. Yeah, because it was created by oops. Okay, it was created by Zach from UI modules perspective. It's Stripes 997. Yeah, so that's why here you can see additional tickets. And honestly, I don't know will we be able to complete all this work. Yeah, so also today, like the guys highlighted to me that, yeah, Julian created additional request. Yeah, so to conduct migration from mod configuration to mod settings in a little bit different way. So yeah, and we'll need to rethink in at the end of the sprint. Yeah, so we will have sync up with dev teams, with dev leads regarding mod configuration decommission, and we need to discuss this approach. Yeah, so because if my memory serves correctly, initially like migration within their temporary tables was proposed. And we mostly were agreed about this approach. But yeah, so right now we received additional requests and we need to meet together to understand, are we ready to move within this way? How much work we'll need to draw up to complete it? Yeah, because it will need to all whether roll back everything what has been done before. Yeah, so and spend some time for additional stuff. Yeah, so and I guess it would be great to discuss with TC that probably right now I can see some signs that with some probability this just mod configuration work can be just deferred, maybe. Yeah, so into Umbrella Leaf, some partly. Yeah, because it's a little bit risky right now. Yeah, so just to make sure that everyone is aware about it. Yeah, so and what else do we have here? Yeah, so I guess the rest of the stuff, sensitive data, yeah, so it's just nice to have. Mostly, yeah, so most of our focus is concentrated on mod configuration stuff, Vertex 5 migration, and Spring Boot migration. Yeah, that's our key focus right now from I can say Trillium enablers. Yeah, that's it from Trillium stuff. Please let me know if you got like any question about it. All right, and a few notes related to Umbrella Leaf. So yeah, Charlotte, I'm still remember your request. Yeah, so taking into account that we are still focused on Trillium, and Halila was not able to work on Umbrella Leaf scope to understand what timeline should be for us. Yeah, so right now we are not ready to present in or even discuss ideas related to Trillium timeline. Yeah, so I hope, yeah, so we will be able to back to this topic in a month. Yeah, so because it's still plenty of work related to Trillium and Umbrella Leaf. Or Trillium and Sunflower. Yeah, that's probably it from my side, related to release timeline updates. Yeah, so I can see that Gesh also joined. Yeah. And guys, if you got any additional questions, yeah, please let me know.
So then I just have one question, Oleksiy, and
Sure,
that is,
sure.
will we have Umbrella release this year?
I can say for sure, Charlotte. Yeah, so right now, yeah, so we were not even able to think about it. Yeah, due to focus on Trillium hardening and Sunflower CSPs.
Will it be possible for, because we have customers waiting for work to be released on Umbrella Leaf, that we use the critical service patches for a Trillium to launch new functionality? Is that a way forward?
It looks like yes.
All right.
For
Okay.
now, because if you've got your customers
Yeah.
who are waiting for some functionality, I guess we'll need to rethink our release approach, right? So because right now I've got CSPs and that's it. So maybe it will be time when we'll introduce some kind of service patches. Yeah, so not critical, but just service patches where new functionality will be introduced. Yeah, so but it just I guess it's a topic for separate discussion. But yeah, it looks like yeah, because we learned plenty of lessons with Sunflower CSPs. Yeah, due to our backports and other stuff. Yeah, so and it looks like we need to rethink our approach, right? So how to deliver our requested functionality more frequently. Yeah, so and without significant delay. Any additional questions? If no questions in this case, guys, thank you so much for your time, for your attention. Yeah, so we are keeping moving forward with our releases. Yeah, let's be as much concentrated as we can. Right now, it's Trillium and Sunflower. See you. Cheers. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks a lot, Alexi.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.